All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. My name is Mark Comer, and I'm here with my co-host, Josh Starnes, who recently just turned a nice age. Happy birthday, brother. There you go.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, today's conversation with my bad. Yeah. You're welcome, bro. Today's conversation, we're talking about who is your competition during career search and how to beat them. Look, at the end of the day, if you're out there looking for a job, whether you're using a staffing firm like Kane Ross, or if you're using, you know, any staffing firm where you're just out there solo trying to apply for careers and new positions, you're in the midst right now of two interviews that went well or one that went kind of shabby. You're trying to figure out, you know, what happened, what did you say, what did you not say? You have to remember there's always competition out there. Right. Competition from the outside and competition internally as well. But let's talk about all factors and then how can you address this the best way so you can get to the ultimate goal of getting a new position, getting a career, getting one that will maybe the mainstay and be the one that you can learn and grow with and take care of all your needs. Right. So Josh and I have perspectives that we want to discuss with you about this process. Competition is serious. It's out there. So how can we address it? So Josh, I'll let you get started. How can they address this competition factor out there?
Well, I think it's, we've used this word a lot. It's multifaceted. Again, it's depends. Like you just said, it depends. If you're going through an agency, I think you need to, you've got to understand an agency's job, a recruiter's job is to meet as many candidates as they possibly can. So they are talking to candidates every day, all day for, my gosh, months and months and months, years on years. It just depends on how long they've been there. So you have to set yourself apart. You have to differentiate yourself. You have to be a strong communicator. If you're not, you got to fake it till you make it. You got to play to your strengths. You've got to really showcase your skills. I would say your top five, you know, certifications, your skills, your everything. You need to make sure that those are well communicated. And you need to express exactly what you like and what you don't like. Reason being is you want to try to set yourself apart from everybody else they're talking to throughout a day. So let's just say, for instance, they're working on a Scrum Master position. You guys seen it come in. You're like, oh my gosh, I love this position. It's going through an agency. I need to talk to the agency. So agency, you're talking to the recruiter, whether they reached out to you or you reached out to them, you're talking to the recruiter. Well, you have to understand that they're not just talking to you. They're talking to as many candidates as they can because the manager could say, hey, I want to see three, I want to see five, I want to see 10 candidates. So they're trying to make the manager happy because that's on the business perspective. So you have to be able to set yourself apart from all the other candidates that they're talking about. So whether you've been in the business for a year or 10 years, you really need to highlight your skill sets and why you think you're a perfect fit for that position. Now, what's funny is it's technically sales. You're selling yourself to that individual as to why they should present you to the manager. So your competition is fierce because now you're relying on this one individual and their perception to think you're this way to put you in front of your what could be dream job. So you've got to figure out what your differentiators are, and you've got to be able to project those appropriately so that you can showcase your skill sets in a way that they're like, oh my gosh, this person is awesome. I've got to get them in front of the manager. Because I'll tell you this, when a recruiter is excited about a candidate, you can tell. Yep. They do a write-up. All recruiters should. If they don't, then you need to find a new recruiter. But they do a write-up on the candidate. This is my candidate's top skill sets. This is why I think they'd be a good fit for this position. And that blurb gets better and better the more excited they are about you.
That's right.
You know, if they think you're amazing because a recruiter gets paid on you getting a job. So they want to make sure that they're presenting the best. So you have to be able to showcase your skill sets. Now, it applies the same way if you're talking to talent acquisition through a company or directly to the hiring manager. You still have to be able to articulate why, based on their current business needs, you're the best fit. So you have to be able to go through, oh, I've got these certifications. I enjoyed this. I did my daily stand-ups. I did, you know, this is how I held my meetings. This is my communication style. This is how I made sure I stayed on top of everything. These are the things I've been successful at. You always want to say, hey, these are the things that I used to struggle with, but these are the things that I did to make myself better. You need to be able to showcase all of that because the managers are going to ask you sometimes in an interview, what do you think you could use a little bit of work on? And don't be afraid of that question. It's a really good question because once they want to see that you've been able to overcome things, you know, weaknesses and strengths. You need to. But this day and age, there's one other factor that's different than the way it used to be. There are so many people looking for a job that you've got some extremely talented tenured people that were a scrum master for 10, 15 years and have gone above and in, you know, director positions, VP positions, C-level positions that have worked their way up through the ranks. But because the job market is so tough, they're now coming back down to these scrum master positions. They're looking for anything that will pay them. So they are technically overqualified, and I hate to say that word, but that just makes it your competition can be, oh, it can be extremely fierce because you're going against, I would say, entry level to pro, absolute best of the best. And you've got to articulate yourself to where you stand out amongst the entire crowd. What do you think, Mark?
You are absolutely positively 1000% correct. How to differentiate yourself is what he's focusing on, and he's absolutely correct. This last piece of having someone who's a senior level or tenured in their position, if you're a project manager and you know you're a senior level, been, you know, on site for 12 years, you know, working your position, and now, you know, there's an opening for mid-level, and you're a mid-level yourself applying, like Josh is saying, you are in a fight to say it right now, because it's so many people who are so qualified, who have been out of work for 3, 6, 9 months, and they're looking to, you know, supplement an income now, and so they're willing to take a little less. Now, your only saving grace is depending upon, again, if it's a mid-level, you know, position, intermediate position. If it's just to say, for example, for argument's sake, you know, the salary range is, you know, 80 to 120K, right? This senior person is used to making, you know, 200K a year. Generally, they still want to at first negotiate, you know, at that high level that they're used to getting, right? So your only saving grace is really just, again, the salary and the budget, right? But like Josh is saying, if you are presenting yourself in a way where it's unequivocally, you are the one who is best suited for this position because you're exactly what they're looking for. They're not just trying to say, well, I should go with the senior because I can probably have less training or, you know, less onboarding to do with this person, right? A lot of companies are still, because for a prime example, I'll speak to exactly what I'm doing right now. We have a data center company we work with. And we're placing some talent in Texas for project manager, and they need a senior position. We've sent over about 5 candidates from mid-level to senior position, mid-level being at the higher level of their knowledge. They've been in the position for about 7 to 8 years. But again, they didn't necessarily have the specific data center knowledge necessary, but they have been building before, construction before, which is still a very unique talent, right? But these positions that they are looking to fill, this position they're looking to fill, they want specific data center, you know, knowledge, not only from the beginning of construction, but throughout the whole process, blueprint understanding, things like that. So the senior positions that we're placing, they have to be exactly what they're looking for in order to get this position. Now, the salary range is decent, anywhere from 150 to 190 for the position, right? So if you're a mid-level trying to apply, or if you're a senior level, which with you know, soft skills within the area, you're not going to win, right? Now, if you're a senior level with soft skills and you present yourself with the, you know, fortitude, the knowledge, the information, you know, and the willingness, like he said, to mitigate problems quickly, then yes, you have a good shot, right? But the biggest thing that Josh and I are trying to help you understand is you need to make sure if out here in anything we try to do, the biggest competition that you have is yourself. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Josh? The biggest competition is really you against you.
Absolutely.
Great job.
No, I would say I agree with you completely. And at the end of the day, you just have to ask yourself, like you said, it's me against me. I got to put the best of me forward. And that's just what there is.
Right. Because it's like this, guys. When we say it's you against you, the people always think showing up for the interview is where you lost it or you won it. And that's not it. It's the pre-work, the prerequisite work, right? So how, like what Josh and I have been saying since I think episode 3, right? Making sure if you haven't redone your resume and went through with a fine-tooth comb to highlight, you know, your expertise, your skill set, your certifications, your knowledge, the highlight points, and specifically for the role in which you're trying to apply for. People tend to forget. They think that, okay, well, I have a blanket understanding and a blanket general knowledge here. This resume should fit every position possible open. That's not how it works. You have to really tailor it towards the breakdown for that particular recs for that particular position. Okay. Especially if you're out here on your own, you're not using, like you said, a staffing firm or someone to work with you, right? You have to make sure you go through it. So it's the pre-work, making sure the positions you're applying for, your resume stands out because you have worked on it to fit that specific rec. Now, on top of that, how are you working your delivery? Josh and I have talked about in other episodes where, you know, we've been in IT staffing. We've been in, you know, not everyone in IT has the, you know, people skills necessary to be able to navigate conversational flow. Right. So if you know this about yourself and you haven't worked on, you know, timing, you know, how to present yourself, working on, you know, how to listen properly and then engage properly and ask proper questions at the right time. These are things you do need to practice because this will help you when you get to the interview to be able to stand out. The problem is a lot of times you're on the fly. You're hoping that someone picks you up and, you know, calls you and they do. You're in the car, right? Because you're not ready for it, right? Or you're, you know, especially if you're on your own. You haven't set up with a staffing firm. You're in the car, you're driving, or you're in the grocery store. Hi, yeah, this is Sam. I did apply for it. Yes, I'm ready to talk and you're not ready. Again, the prerequisite work is to get yourself in position to, you know, maybe on your resume also say best times. It's okay to say best times to contact you. In these best times, you know, this way you're letting them know, look, I will be available at this time to be ready to communicate with you. And it may seem benign, it may seem simple, but a lot of you are not doing that. So therefore, you are your worst enemy because you're not preparing properly before you're going into the actual game itself. The biggest thing about athletes, and Josh and I both can attest to this, you know, he's a competitor, he does weightlifting. It's not the person who just prepared, you know, right before the show or got ready before the show. It's the person who took that year off, that year and a half, 2 years to get ready a year and a half ago. And they took every day, every prep work as if they were getting ready for the actual show. So that way when the actual show arrived, they're ready now to present themselves the best way possible. And they're not as nervous or scared and are able to present themselves to the judges in a way where, hey, this is my pose. I'm ready for you. I've done all the work. I've done all the angle work, all the lighting work. I've done all the proper routines to get the proper striations to pop. Am I right, Josh? This is all prior to the actual show and fitness competition. Same thing with sports. It has to be the same thing. You as a career seeker, it can't be all of a sudden I'm now ready in the moment of the interview because you're not. Okay. That is the competition you got to think about yourself. What do you think, Joshua, what I'm saying?
No, I think that's great. And that leads me to, if you're not sure, you can always go to our website and schedule some time with Mark and I, and we can kind of help you. Because at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself what sets you apart and you have to play to your strengths. So if you're funny, be funny. If you communicate well, communicate well. If you're extremely organized, express that, but you need to know how to express it. You need to play to your strengths. Don't be who you're not. Now, while I'm listening to Mark, it makes me think culture is very different today. A lot of jobs are really based on a culture that they've developed, that they've mentored, that they've created. And, you know, not everybody's a fit for every culture. So you need to make sure, one, it's a cultural fit. But a lot of companies are more or less, there's life outside of work. You go back in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s and work was work. If you were sick, I don't care, you need to be here at 8 o'clock. Now it's just different. You know, a lot of people are balancing out that work-life balance, and there's culture is big. There's so many different parts to getting a job today and getting a career and making sure you fit in. You have to do a lot more research. You have to do your due diligence to get a better understanding of what you're trying to do. But again, at the end of the day, it's what sets you apart from all of your competition.
Now, I couldn't agree with you more. And you're right. In this day and age, it is different. This is why another way to help you to know how to beat your competition. And again, you are your biggest competition. If you're out here by yourself trying to apply for, you know, new positions and you've been struggling, it hasn't worked like you want, reach out to staffing firms like Kane Ross. Like he said, go to our website at Higher Power Tech and talk to Josh and I. We are here to help you because the good thing about a quality staffing firm, let me say this, just like with us in our current data center, our client that we're working with, we understand the company culture to a T. We work directly with the hiring managers directly. So we know exactly what they're looking for. We know exactly what type of fit, what type of personality, what type of, you know, person they're looking to put into that cog so that wheel can, you know, that wheel can run smoothly. this is what a lot of times is missed when you're just looking at recs on Indeed, or you're looking at recs, you know, on LinkedIn, and you're saying, okay, I think I can do that. Yeah, on the outside, you might be able to do that, but you don't know how that org is only 13 deep, you know, and how, you know, a lot of them are, you know, literally working remote from India, right? And you don't understand necessarily, you know, you're from Nebraska, you know, and your personality, how you grew up, won't necessarily mesh with how they communicate to get things done, right? So a quality hiring firm understands all this prior to you going into the interview. So they, and they can prep you, like Josh talked about. When I'm talking to a candidate and that I feel confident in, like he said, my blurb is about a 2 or 3 paragraph blurb about everything that's a highlight of that individual, because I know I'm confident this person fits everything that I've already spoken to the hiring rep at least 4 times a week about what they're looking for, right? So I have the inside knowledge to share with you prior to you going into your interview with the two intermediaries that you're going to talk to before you get to the hiring rep, so they can okay you before, vet you before you get to the hiring rep, right? I know that process. And so therefore I can relay it to you in a way where now you have minimize the level of competition, you minimize the level of error, which is the most important level of error that you might, you know, encounter because of what you don't know, right? And now you can deliver, like Josh said, everything about you that is the best, as well as we've already gone over what's the best thing and best way for you to deliver yourself, because I pretty much give you the cheat code. That's what we do with a quality staffer. We pretty much give you the cheat code. Remember back in the day, Nintendo, and you got all the cheat codes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you can get all the level 8 from level 5 without having to go through 6 and 7.
I still remember all those original Mario Brothers, dating myself again, right? I'm like, oh, I know where all the warps are and all that stuff. That's funny. But yeah, absolutely.
Skip over these warps and go to the next one. You get all the way to the final stage.
Exactly. And then you win, you're done. All right, I beat it in 30 minutes. People are like, huh?
Right, right. But, and then it becomes, anyway, how fast can you beat it?
Yeah, exactly. And how many times in a day? And it's fun. But guys, today is just, it is a different environment. It's a different world. And that's why Mark and I do this, is because we've been there. We've experienced it. We just shot a whole episode of me getting laid off and the proper steps to take to get a job within a couple of weeks. And, you know, and it's, this is real stuff. This is your livelihood, you know? So that's why we take time out of our day and our lives to speak with a lot of you to help you get through this. So if you're struggling, or you just want to run a practice interview, or you've got a job right now and you've got an interview coming up in the next couple of days, weeks, months, whatever it is, let's run through it. You know, schedule a half an hour with us and let us help you walk through it. We'll critique you. We'll tell you what to look at. We'll look at your resume. I mean, we offer so much help. We just, you guys got to ask. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Josh is right. Ask if you want to know who your competition is. We can talk about the Chinese market, the Indian market. We could talk about, you know, AI and, you know, R&D that's going into development for companies and trying to replace, you know, the human capability. We could talk about all that. Yes, we know it's there. But at the end of the day, there's still a certain understanding and knowing that we still need quality individuals who know their position, who will put themselves in a position where they can show their best attributes for a company and they will get hired. You are your own competition. If you're not doing this, if you don't know how to do this, if you're not practicing, if you're not putting yourself in front of the mirror at the house, you know, acting like you're giving mock interviews, you know, you're going to struggle. And we want to make sure that's not the case. You are your own competition. There's other external factors out there, but you never can control that. You can only control what you can control. If you're not controlling what you can control, then you are your competition, and we need to beat that, okay? Like Josh said, contact us. We're here to help. It's a simple process, higherpowertech.com, and we can get to you. And again, like Josh said, he just went in less than 3 weeks after losing his job, got employed at a higher rate, at a higher pay scale than the job he lost. And we put this all in a guide. Again, if you need, and if you're looking to learn how to do it, where you're not out of work for, you know, 90 days, 180 days, yes, contact us. Okay. It works. He's proof of it. That's why he's sitting there looking all confident on his birthday. Because he did the work. He did the work. He was his own competition and he beat himself. He beat it. So we look forward to talking to you guys. If you have questions, let us know. Go ahead, Jack. What you got to say?
Yeah, it's just, we're here to help. And I know I keep saying that, but it's an amazing feeling when you've accomplished it. You know, how many times, Mark, have you gotten done with an interview and you're like, killed it? You know, like I said in the last podcast, I had two other much larger opportunities still pursuing me, still to this day. And one of which is a dream position. And it is, and I did my final interview last week. So we're about to find out what happens this week on it. And the interview just flowed. If it's the right position, it'll just flow. You'll click every box. It'll be perfect. And I met with the CEO of an amazing company. And so you guys just have to trust in what we say. We've been there. We've done it. You know, you wouldn't tell Tom Brady how to throw a football. And, you know, I hate to use that analogy, but we can help you when it comes to getting a job, finding a job, interviewing, resumes, and completing this process.
But believe you me, if you're going to go to Tom Brady and ask him for his tutelage, he better be ready to pay.
Because Tom Brady's worth the dollars. And in this particular case, Josh and I are worth the dollars too. I just have to say it's an investment, but it's an investment that it's going to pay off. And I like to be transparent when we talk, and Josh knows that about us. That's why we may be successful. You know, Josh, you said, you know, how many interviews did I walk away from? And I'm like, yes, I aced it. The proof is in the pudding. You know, we're a company that still works with Fortune 500 companies and staffing firms. Me as the owner of the company, when I go and talk, you know, about my team, it's me interviewing, right? So, us walking away with the ability to be a vendor for that company is the proof in the pudding that, you know, everything that I'm talking to you all about, the prerequisite work, about being ready when you're sitting down across a Zoom call or in person, to be able to deliver yourself and get the qualities that they're looking for, but organically, you know, how to have timing within the conversation, how to deliver the comedy if it's there, how to engage and ask the questions that are pertinent for you to know, even if you are looking for employment with this company, you still have the right to understand how they operate and how you would be the best fit for them, right? So it's a give and take, but that confidence without arrogance, deliverability is a unique trait to understand how to deliver. And again, if you feel like you're lacking in these areas, not to be a dead horse, but this is why we, like Josh said, we're here. Okay. And we have to bring this up because, like Josh and I talk about all the time, we're one of the only platforms that we're aware of that brings this reality of conversation that we feel is being missed in the market. Everybody's talking about get a job, get a job, get a job, get a job. Put your resume. But no one's talking about the person. No one's talking about the real understanding of how does that really look on a day-to-day basis. Josh, on our last two or three episodes, has been very vulnerable, very open and candid about his process of losing his job. And then how he went through the steps from being, you know, the 12-step, if you will, approach to, you know, recognition is the first key, right? And then being aware, okay, shit, I lost my job, yeah. Right? You know, but he talked about the trauma. He talked about, you know, making phone calls, reaching out, you know, who he talked to, and then what he did to make it work and get to a position where less than 2 hours, he was able to get back on the horse and not wait 2 weeks or 2 months, right? So we're a platform that is very honest and open and transparent with you, because at this day and age, as I've said in multiple episodes in these first three quarters of the year so far, and well, three quarters of the year up into this airing of this episode, with close to almost 50,000 layoffs in the IT tech world, there's a lot going on. You might be one of them where people are losing good positions. It's an election year, so companies downsize, companies cut back. They cut back for people who they've had tenure with. You may have not expected that, right? So you're shell-shocked. We're here to talk to you and communicate with you if you're willing to do so, so we can develop a community of understanding. You're not the only one. You're not the first, you're not the last, but you can be the one to correct the moment and get better in the moment, all right? But how do you do it? And you can't be an island amongst yourself. You have to use other people. Me and Josh work together. We work with other people, right? Because we're not an island. Even though he has 12, 13 years of knowledge within this industry, he still had to reach out to me. I had to reach out to him. That's why we're sitting here doing this platform, right? So we're not saying all that you have to do it by yourself. And if you feel like you do, and you're still without a career, stop being insane. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over, expecting a different result. Stop. Contact us. All right. That's it. We appreciate you guys. Josh, anything you want to say before we go?
Nope. That's it. Just check out our website, schedule some time, and let's get you that dream job.
That's right. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. HigherPowerTech.com. We'll talk to you guys again every Wednesday. Talk to you shortly.